Hey everyone, and welcome back to Daily Stoicism. I'm your host, Madison Lane, and if you're feeling a little overwhelmed today, trust me, you're not alone. Life can throw some serious curveballs, right? But what if I told you there was a secret weapon, something that could help you navigate those bumpy roads with more grace and resilience? That secret weapon is emotional intelligence, also known as EQ. And it's way more powerful than just being nice. It's about understanding your emotions, recognizing how they impact your thoughts and actions, and learning to manage them effectively even when things get tough. Now, you might be thinking, easier said than done, right, Madison? Absolutely. But that's why we're here. Today, we're diving deep into the foundational element of EQ, self-awareness. Ever felt like your emotions were running the show? Like you were on an emotional roller coaster with no brakes? Self-awareness is all about recognizing those patterns and getting a handle on them. Think of it this way, imagine your emotions as guests at a party in your mind. Some are chill, some are loud, some bring drama, right? With self-awareness, you become the gracious host who can welcome each guest, acknowledge their presence, but also guide the conversation and keep things flowing smoothly. So, how do we cultivate this superpower of self-awareness? Here's the scoop. 1. Practice mindfulness. This doesn't mean meditating for hours on end, although that's great too. It's about bringing your full attention to the present moment. Pay attention to your breath, your body sensations, and even those subtle shifts in your mood throughout the day. Like a detective investigating a crime scene, observe your emotions without judgment. Just notice them. 2. Journaling is your BFF. Seriously. Writing down your thoughts and feelings can be incredibly revealing. It helps you identify recurring patterns, triggers, and emotional responses. Trust me, reading back on those entries later can be like looking into a mirror of your self-fascinating stuff. 3. Seek feedback from trusted sources. Sometimes we have blind spots about ourselves, right? Talk to people you trust, friends, family, mentors, and ask for honest feedback about how you come across in different situations. Be open to hearing what they have to say, even if it's not always easy to digest. 4. Embrace the power of why. When you feel a strong emotion, happiness, anger, sadness, take a moment to ask yourself, why am I feeling this? Dig deeper than just surface level explanations. What needs are being met or unmet? What beliefs are at play here? Understanding the root cause of your emotions is key to managing them effectively. 5. Practice self-compassion. You're human. You're going to have good days and bad days, moments of brilliance and times when you feel like you're stumbling around in the dark. Be kind to yourself. Treat yourself with the same understanding and acceptance that you would offer a good friend. Now let me tell you a quick story about self-awareness in action. A few years back, I was leading a big presentation at work, and my heart was racing like a hummingbird on caffeine. My palms were sweating, my voice was shaking basically, the whole confident CEO facade was crumbling faster than a poorly built sandcastle. But instead of panicking, I took a moment to pause. I noticed that deep breath feeling in my chest, the tension in my shoulders. I acknowledged those feelings without judgment and reminded myself, Madison, you've got this, you've prepared for this. Taking a few slow breaths, I refocused my energy and finished the presentation strong. That experience taught me the power of self-awareness. It's not about suppressing emotions, it's about recognizing them, understanding their source, and choosing how to respond in a way that aligns with your values and goals. So, what are you taking away from today's episode? Remember, emotional intelligence is a journey, not a destination. Start by cultivating self-awareness, pay attention to your thoughts and feelings, explore the why behind them, and practice self-compassion along the way. You got this. And don't forget to share this episode with someone who could benefit from a little EQ boost. Until next time, keep striving for that inner peace, one mindful moment at a time. We'll see you tomorrow.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.